Lesson 11. Elizabeth Blackwell, M.D. In the early 1800s, a woman in the United States had few rights. She was not allowed to vote. That would not happen for 100 years. She was not allowed to own property. If she married, everything she possessed became the property of her husband. And if she wanted to work, she soon learned that careers in medicine or law were not considered appropriate for women. Only men were admitted to medical or law schools. Most people regarded this as a perfectly normal state of affairs, but Elizabeth Blackwell was not one of them. Born in England in 1821, Blackwell came to America as a young girl with her parents. Later, when she expressed a desire to become a doctor, her parents and friends told her to put aside such fanciful ideas because it would be futile for her to try to get into medical school. But Blackwell was resolute in her determination. She studied medicine privately and began applying to medical schools. Despite one rejection after another, she persevered. One of the places to which she applied was the Geneva Medical School in western New York, now part of Syracuse University. The professors there were just as prejudiced as those at other medical schools and were quite ready to reject her application. However, in the belief that a majority would be against Blackwell's admission, they decided to let the students vote. Just to be sure, they ruled that a single no vote would exclude her. To the professor's surprise, the students unanimously voted yes. Blackwell later found out that they had done it as a joke. That had no effect on the result, however, and the professors grudgingly accepted her as a student. In 1847, Elizabeth Blackwell became the first woman in America to be admitted to medical school. Life in the classroom, however, was uncomfortable for her at first. Some students found it amusing to throw paper darts at her, touch her hair, and make offensive remarks about her in her presence. Blackwell responded to the sneers and bullying with a dignified silence, and the unruly behavior soon ended, to the relief of the more serious students. Blackwell worked hard, earned the respect of the faculty, and received high marks in all her courses. She graduated at the top of her class on January 23, 1849. Not only had Blackwell become a doctor of medicine with the right to put the abbreviation M.D. after her name, she had also entered the history books as the first woman in the United States to do so. Her younger sister Emily followed in Elizabeth's footsteps and also became a doctor. Together, they established the New York Infirmary for Women and Children. During the Civil War, Blackwell trained nurses to tend the wounded. Most of all, her courage in challenging tradition inspired other women and opened up the medical profession to them. By the end of the century, over 7,000 women were practicing medicine in the United States.